we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Too Much to Swallow. Hey, Luke, Susan, Spot's chasing his little tail again. Round he goes. Hooray, he's caught it.
Will you shut up while I'm writing this letter? And keep that scraggy little mongrel quiet as well.
Scraggy little mongrel? He's very clever, Spot is. I've already taught him to hold his paw.
So what? Lots of dogs hold their paw up to shake hands.
Shake hands? Spot holds it up when he wants to leave the room. I'll bet he's cleverer than any of the animals I'll be seeing at the circus tomorrow. Come on, Spot, lesson two. Carrying a rolled-up newspaper in the mouth, three times round the room earns you a biscuit or a bite of our Susan's leg.
Look, it's time that dog was where you should be, in bed. And I hope he isn't going to keep us awake again, whining all night in the kitchen.
Oh, he won't do that now he's got a proper bed. You'll be nice and snug in your little basket, won't you, Spot?
Don't tell me you've been out and wasted your money on a dog basket.
Of course not. I've saved me money and borrowed your needlework basket.
What?
It just fits in it while he's little, and I've borrowed the pink cushion for his pillow.
You little horror. You'll give me that basket back. I'm not having that dog chewing it to pieces.
It'll be all right. It's got a blanket inside it.
A blanket?
Well, it's Grandad's old kilt. And if Spot wants to sharpen his teeth in bed, I've put an old slipper in the basket as well. Now, come on, Spot. Carry this paper. Good dog.
Hi, Pat. It was in tonight's paper. I nearly laughed myself hoarse when I read it.
Yes, well, it does sound a bit funny. The Higginbottoms advertising their wedding anniversary. Everybody calls their marriage the 15 Years' War.
Here, I'll show you that, Deb. Susan, where's tonight's paper?
I think the Wonder Dog's having it for his supper.
Where? Oh, no. Oh, look, it's torn to ribbons, and I haven't read it yet. Jimmy.
I was teaching him to carry it, Mum, so he can go to the shop for it when the lad forgets to deliver it.
Jimmy, don't talk ridiculous.
Well, it'd be quicker than when you go for it, Grandad. About 6:30, you say, I'll just away down to the shop for the echo. And you bring it home 4 hours later. Wrap round 2 bottles of brown ale.
That'll do, Jimmy. You're always causing trouble with that puppy of yours.
You can say that again, Mother. He's made the dog a new bed up in my needlework basket.
What? Well, that's a funny thought.
I'm glad you think so, Grandad, because he's got your kilt for a blanket.
What?
It's only the old one you've grown out of, Grandad. You know, the one that looks more like a hobble skirt.
Look, I've had enough trouble with this puppy of yours today. It was me who had to go out and catch him when he got through that hole that you made in the garden fence.
What?
Yes.
It was an accident, Grandad. I was running with something heavy under my arm and I slipped.
What have you got under your arm?
Ozzy's head.
You young hooligan. Now, if there's any more trouble from you, you won't go to the circus tomorrow night.
Oh, Grandad.
And tomorrow you'll mend that fence. Now, do you understand?
Yes, Grandad.
And you'll make other sleeping arrangements for that puppy, right?
Yes, Mum. Mm. Spot can come upstairs and share my bed.
What?
Well, we might as well sleep together. After all, we're both leading a dog's life.
Leaving on again, Jimmy. Oh, trust me to have a puncture in the dark when I'm taking your Susan to the dancing class, and it's Madison night.
You mean you have to take pills and cough mixture to a dancing classes?
I said Madison night, not medicine night. Oh, dear.
Well, I'll give you a laugh to cheer you up. You know, I told your Grandad wanted to show me Mum something in tonight's paper. It was an advert saying Ozzy's Mum and Dad have been married 15 years. Grandad said it should have been in the agony column. She's making Mr. Higginbottom take her to the Rose and Crown tonight to celebrate.
Yeah, well, you couldn't blame her if she got a bit tiddly after 15 years of that big-mouthed windbag.
Oh, it's not like that all the time, Alfie. I mean, for once, he hasn't said a word.
When?
All the time he's been standing behind you.
Wacky thing. Hello, Mr. Big Mouth, the Big Bottom.
Shut up, adult face. I'll deal with you after I've sorted out this young monkey.
Me? What have I done?
I've got something for you in this parcel here.
A present? For me? Mr. Higginbottom, you shouldn't have bothered. What is it?
It's a toy speedboat with the rudder missing, no engine, and the hole in the bottom.
Well, don't be daft. Jimmy doesn't want a boat with no rudder, no engine, and a hole in the bottom.
No, neither does my Aussie. But he bought it off Clitheroe for half a dollar.
Well, heck, I remember now. I sold it to him when I was skinned. Yeah.
Well, he can just buy it back again. Come on, you little twister. Hand over half a crown.
Well, Mr. Higginbottom, I didn't make Ozzy have it. He bought it of his own free will.
According to him, the deal was completed when you were sitting on his head.
Yeah, he did take some persuading. I mean, he could soon get somebody to mend the boat for him.
Come on, half a crown, quick.
But I'm still skint. I'll write you an IOU.
If I don't get that money now, I'll go in and see if your granddad'll cough up.
Oh, heck, don't tell him. He'll stop me going to the circus. What I want now is somebody to come to me rescue. A knight in shining armour. But I'll just have to settle for a mug in a crash helmet. Alfie!
Yes, Jimmy?
I know you'll want to pay me for helping you with this puncture, so, shall we say half a crown?
What? All you did was get me repair outfit out of me tool bag so you could mend your football bladder. You're getting no half crown out of me.
Well, there's gratitude for you. And after I save you a pound tonight.
You save me a pound? How?
Didn't I switch your lights on just before the policeman came down the street?
Well, yes, you did, but I don't...
If you don't have any lights on after dark, you get pinched and find a pound, can't you?
Well, yes, you can, but I...
So I saved you a pound, didn't I?
Well, yes. I mean, no, you... Oh, look, I give in. Yeah, Mr. Higginbottom, half a crown.
Oh. You know, but I think you're too soft with him. If I were courting this lad's sister, I'd let him get himself out of trouble.
If you were courting my sister, I'd get myself out of the country.
What was that?
Nothing.
Here's your boat back. And don't try any tricks on Ozzy again. I'll go and see if the old haggis bash is ready to go to the pub.
Well, don't get too merry tonight celebrating. I mean, when he got home, he might see two of Ozzy, and nobody could stand that horrible sight.
Jimmy Clitheroe, you little cheat. Get in half a crown out of me, and all because of that tale about switching my lights on so I wouldn't get pinched.
Well, what about it?
Well, I've just remembered. When you switched my lights on, my bike was in your front garden.
Mr. Holroyd, what? When Grandad said this fence wanted mending, I thought, I'm no good at that sort of thing, so I'll go and see our nice new neighbour, Mr. Holroyd. He'll know how to mend fences.
Yes, and nice Mr. Holroyd's finished up doing the job for you, hasn't he? I say he's done the job.
Oh, must be crackers.
Well, I'd like to help you, but I've got to hang on to Spot's lead so he doesn't get out again.
Well, on with the job, Jim. Now, just get me a few nails out of that bag, will you, lad?
Right, Mr. Holroyd.
Thank you.
Here we are. 1, 2, 3, 4
Here, Jim, don't go holding them nails in your mouth like that. You've wanted to forget yourself and swallow, and you've got pins and needles in funny places.
That's what I've seen the man do when he's mending my shoes.
Aye, well, it's daft holding nails in their mouths like they do. That's just asking for trouble, that is, you know. You know, James, it puts me in mind of a chap I knew once on the stage. The great Oscar, sword swallower, glass chewer, razor blade muncher, you name it, he'll swallow it.
Didn't he do him any harm, Mr. Holroyd?
Well, you know, that was the funny thing, that lad. Very, very funny. For years he'd swallowed bits of iron and steel without any trouble, and then one Christmas, bang, tragedy. He was in hospital for 3 weeks.
What happened?
Swallowed a threepenny bit in his Christmas pudding. Oh, talk about laugh. When people asked me how he was getting on in hospital, I used to say there was very little change in him.
Ooh, don't some mothers have them?
Oh, very funny that. Hello, look who's waving to us. Just going up the garden path.
Oh, it's Alfie Hall. I'll see what he wants. Come on, Spot. It's your Uncle Alfie.
All right, well, I'll carry on here then, Jim, for a bit.
Hello, Alfie. Have you called for her, Susan?
Yes, Jimmy. She's ready for me to take her out shopping, only I'm in a hurry to get away. You see, I had a bit of trouble coming here on my motorbike. I was going up Renshaw Street and I stuck my hand out to turn right into Cedar Square. But then I remembered it's one way, so I stuck my left hand out to turn into High Lane, but I forgot I got my right hand still out, so I ran into the back of a taxi.
And the man unscrewed his meter and clouted your clock with his clock.
Look, it's not funny. It was Higginbottom's taxi. I dented his back bumper. The one on his taxi, I mean, not him. And he shouted after me as I drove away. I know where you're going and I'll see you there. I'm going to see young Clitheroe and his granddad later, you stupid looking, then something very rude.
Well, I don't know why he wants to see me and granddad. Oh, heck, I bet he's found out about Ozzy getting his clothes dirty.
What are you talking about?
Last night I went round to see Ozzy about that boat while his mum and dad were at the pub and I found him in the back garden.
Yeah, I know. And you had a fight with him?
I didn't. When he started to run away from me, I just gave him some beauty treatment. A mud pack.
How did you give him that?
When I accidentally got my foot caught round his ankles.
Well, you mean he fell down in the mud?
Yeah, it improved his face. But it didn't do his clothes much good.
Ooh. All I know is Higginbottom's coming round here and he's looking for trouble.
Well, this is a good place to find it. Oh, heck, if he tells me Grandad what I did to Ozzy, I've had my trip to the circus tonight.
Ah, well, that's too bad, isn't it? I just want to have a word with Mr. Allroyd. It won't be a minute.
Right, Alfie. Oh, heck. What am I going to do, Spot? If only I could get me Grandad and myself away from the house before the old dragon calls, I could ask Grandad to give me my ticket for the circus before he'd have time to call back again. But what excuse could I make? Hey, stop chewing your lead. If you swallow it, we'll have to take you to the vet and... Hey, that's it, Spot. Those nails I was going to give Mr. Holroyd, if I put them in my mouth again and swallowed one, Grandad would have to take me straight off to the hospital. Don't panic. I'll only pretend to swallow it. I'm not balmy, you know. Come on, we'll go over to Mr. Holroyd and Alfie, but don't let on what I'm up to, will you?
You know, I was never much good at woodwork, Mr. Holroyd. I once made my mum a bedside table, but the first time she stood a cork on it, it collapsed and wet the bed.
Oh, what exciting lives your family must lead up at Wuthering Heights. Oh, hello, Jim. Well, I've finished the fence land. How's it look to you, then?
Oh, very nice. Grandad will be pleased.
Hello. What's the matter, Jim? You look a little bit upset, lad.
Mr. Allroyd, when I put them nails in my mouth just now, there was four of them.
Was there? Oh, well, what about it then?
Well, look at me hand. I've only got three now. And I've got a very funny feeling down below.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear me. Oh, calamity.
Well, what are you looking so worried about?
Well, I think young Jim's just swallowed a nail.
Yeah, Ralph, it's nowhere near his tea time. Jimmy, what do you want to go and swallow a nail for?
Because I couldn't find any drawing pins, you daft aper. Don't just stand there. Do something.
Now, Jim, don't panic, lad. Don't panic. Now, we'll take you in the house. Alfie, take his other arm.
Where to? Yeah, I mean, what for?
Well, we'd better carry him, you see. Now, if he walks, the movement might dislodge the nail and cause, well, complications to set in, you see.
It's all right. I'll just walk slowly, then I'll be... Oh!
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. It sounds as if that nail's done some damage already.
I think it has.
Well, there's only one way to find out, Alfie. Stick me in a bath full of water.
What for?
If you see any bubbles coming out of me, stand by to do another puncture.
Yes, now don't worry, lad. Don't worry. Your grandfather will be back soon.
He should have taken me straight to the doctor instead of leaving me here with a tummy full of old iron.
He's only gone down the road for Mother.
I didn't want me, Mum. I just wanted to get away before he came. I mean, before she came home. I didn't want to worry her.
Now, look, Alfie's fallen for the taxi. Now, your grandfather and your mother will be here before he gets one.
Knowing Alfie, Christmas will probably be here before he gets one. I bet Grandad doesn't know you let Alfie phone.
Why not, then?
Because he was here when I asked Alfie to ring up and get the score during the test match. Grandad had to grab the phone off him. He was putting a call through to Australia.
All right, cut out the jokes. I thought you were supposed to be in pain.
I am, but I'm brave with it.
Oh, yes, you're very brave.
Well, I'm braver than you. You'd be crying your eyes out if you were going to hospital.
I would not.
Get away. You've got to have a whiff of smelling salts every time you watch Dr. Kildare.
Oh, very funny.
No, no, I don't want to take sides, you know, but I think we must admit, Susan, that Jimmy is behaving very well over this business. Great courage, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we're doing all we can, Jimmy.
Great courage.
You'll just have to be patient and wait.
Well, couldn't I have me dinner while I'm waiting? You should have had it ready by now.
It is ready. That's not the point. You can't eat your dinner after you've swallowed a nail.
Don't be daft. How much room do you think a nail takes up?
Susan means eating the dinner might be dangerous, lad.
Well, there's always that risk when she cooks it.
Well, I'll fix the taxi for you, Jim.
Oh, good. Did he say he'd come straight away?
No, the taxi isn't quite ready, so he said he'd be here in 10 minutes. Well, not him, his wife. No, not be here. She said, I mean. Well, she was on the phone and she said he'd come as soon as he'd finished straightening her bumper. The taxi, I mean. But how do you feel now, Jim?
Dizzy, listening to you.
No, I mean, how's your stomach?
A bit like your head, empty.
It's no good, Jim. You see, they'll want to take an X-ray picture of your stomach to see where the nail is, so you can't go filling up with dinner.
Get away. If they can take a picture through a pullover, shirt and vest, they can take it through a bit of steak and kidney pudding.
No, take it easy, Jim. Susan's quite right, you know. The danger is that if you have any food, the nail might move.
If I don't have any food, every time I walk, I'll rattle.
Oh, dear, Jimmy, are you all right, son?
Now, don't worry, Pat. We'll soon have him at the hospital.
Hello, Mum. Granddad.
Does it hurt, son?
Not much, Mum.
Is there anything we can do, Father?
Yes, give me a meat pie. The hunger pains.
Don't be silly. Now then, Alfie. Is the taxi coming?
Yeah, it'll be here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, so there's plenty of time for a meat pie.
Oh, I can't give you a meat pie, son.
Well, a sandwich, then.
I can't.
A cake?
Jimmy.
A dog biscuit?
Oh, stop it! I do wish that taxi was here.
Well, it won't be long, Mrs. Higginbottom told me.
I'm not buried about... Who?
Mrs. Higginbottom.
You mean it's Higginbottom's taxi, you big daft... Oh, ow! Grandad, phone for another taxi straight away.
Oh, my goodness, is it getting worse?
It will do if he comes. If we wait for him, I mean... Oh, ow, ooh.
All right, then. I'll go and phone the taxi rank. There's always one there.
Well, what about Mr. Higginbottom?
You tell him we couldn't wait. Tell him how ill I am. Don't forget.
All right. Anyway, it's just as well, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, Jimmy's suffered enough. He doesn't want Higginbottom coming here about Ozzy and causing more trouble. Boom, my leg!
Jimmy, you kicked Alfie.
It was an accident. I got a sudden pain and my leg jerked out. Sorry, Alfie. Come here a minute.
What now?
Tell Higginbottom I'm too ill to be smacked. Tell him I've gone to hospital to have 9 operations, 3 blood transfusions and an injection for dandruff.
Did little Spot want to go with them then? Never mind, they won't be long. They'll come back as soon as they've emptied Jimmy's tummy. Yeah. Now, it's no good crying. They won't let little puppies go to hospital because you might catch a germ. All the walls in the hospital are covered in distemper. Never mind, come here. Come on. Uncle Alfie's got a nice toffee-woffee for Spotty-wotty.
Have you got one for Higgy-wiggy?
Yes, I've got one for you. Oh, Mr. Higginbottom. Oh, it's you.
Yes. The front door was open, so I walked in.
Yeah, well, Susan must have left it open. She'd just gone down to the shops for some dog food.
Oh, I didn't know I was interrupting your dinner.
Oh. No, it's for... Oh, you're kidding.
Never mind. Well, look, where's this lad of theirs they want taken to the hospital?
You're too late.
What? You don't mean...
Yeah. He's gone.
Oh, no. Well, where's his mother and grandfather?
They've gone too.
What are you on about?
Well, they've gone to the hospital with Mr. Allwright.
Oh, you nit.
Well, but you see, he's gone with them. They're not taking him. They've taken Jim because he swallowed Mr. Allwright's nail. But one of his nails. I mean, iron one.
Oh, sure talk. You mean you phoned up for my taxi and now you don't want me?
Ah, that's right. You see, Mr. Sinclair got another one because you were too slow. Not with it. Not too late, I mean. But and he told me to see you.
Well, in that case, I'd like to see the colour of your money. 5 bob.
Oh, it's the same colour as you are.
5 bob. That's what you're going to give me for my trouble, or else I'll give you 5 knuckles for your trouble.
Well, why should
Round the ear, come on.
Why should I pay you? Jimmy's the one who was scared to see you because of his trouble with Ozzy. You tell me one good reason why I should hand 5 shillings over to...
Can you see that fist?
Yes, and it's a very good reason.
Yes.
Here. Oh, the, 2 2-shilling pieces now for crown. 6 and 6. That means there's 1 and 6 pence.
For a tip, thanks. Now, what were you saying about Clitheroe and Ozzy?
Well, only that when he realised you were coming round to sort him out for dirty in Ozzy's clothes last night, he got scared.
Oh, did he?
Yes, because he didn't think Ozzy would tell you that Jimmy had tripped him up in the mud.
He was right. Ozzy didn't tell me.
Ah, yes, well, you see, to the who told you?
You did, just now.
He'll murder me. Hey, look, please don't get cross with him, Mr. Higginbottom. He's not well. But you can't make him suffer anymore, because if you do, I'll be next. But he'll set that black hand gang on me. They'll play rugby with me head. Look, don't smack him. What the heck did you say you were coming here for, then?
I was bringing his ticket for the circus.
You are?
I know it sounds funny, but last night old Sinclair got a bit murry. You know, he got a sudden rush of generosity to the head. He said he'd pay for Jimmy and Ozzy to go to the circus. Well, before his Scots blood had time to cool down, I said, right, give me the money and I'll collect the tickets this morning. That's what I did.
You mean you didn't... Ozzy and... Blabs. My only hope is they keep him in hospital for a week. If they don't, I'll be in the cemetery for good.
Is them, Alfie. I think I could manage another one.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. You certainly deserve something, being as brave as you've been. I thought you'd come back from the hospital looking all white and trembling.
Oh, I'm pretty tough, Alfie. It takes more than the hospital to frighten me. I told the doctor, I said, once you've seen that nail on the x-ray, just start cutting. Don't bother about any chloroform. I'll be like Bronco. I'll just bite on a bullet or have a slug of whiskey.
Yeah, I bet he was very impressed.
They are good toffees, them.
Ah, well, here, have it. Oh, there's only one left.
Well, that'll do for now.
Oh, I'm just making some food for Jimmy, Alfie. Would you like something?
Yeah, no, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe. Hey, Jimmy was just telling me he didn't have any floriclorm or anything.
Any? Oh, no, he didn't need any.
Mum's busy, Alfie.
But he just let him take the nail straight out.
Yeah, he took it out himself.
Are you sure you're not hungry, Alfie?
You must have been proud, Mrs. Clitheroe, when Jimmy took that nail out himself.
Well, not really. He took it out of his pocket.
You what?
I hadn't swallowed it. It was a mistake. When I did find it, Grandad went purple. He nearly swallowed his teeth. I suppose it was the price of the taxi.
Now, don't you be cheeky. Grandad was very pleased you hadn't swallowed it, but he was puzzled about the pains in the stomach that you'd had. That's why he insisted on you still seeing the doctor.
It was just that I thought I'd swallowed it. It was in my mind.
Yeah.
What they call psychomological.
Well, it was a relief anyway. The doctor said it was just old-fashioned stomachache. That's why Grandad has gone to the chemist. Anyway, you're still hungry, so I'll get on with my cooking.
When did you find the nail, Jim?
Look, I'll let you into the secret. I only pretended to swallow the nail so that I could get Mum, Grandad and me out of the way before Higginbottom arrived.
But, well, you're a little twisty.
Anyway, did you tell Higginbottom he had to leave me alone because I was ill?
Yes. Well, I told him more than that. You see...
Come on then, Higgy, for a minute.
No, I can't really stay, Pete. I'll just give it to him and then I'll go.
Oh, heck.
Well, all right then. I'll see you later. I want a word with Pat in the kitchen.
Mr. Higginbottom, don't hit me. I'm not well.
I'm not going to hit you.
But you said you were going to give it to me.
I am. I'm giving you this ticket for the circus that your grandfather paid for.
Ticket? For the circus? Oh, my ticket. Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom.
I only got it because your grandfather paid for Ozzy as well.
You mean that's why you were coming round today?
That's right.
Not to hit me because I remember you.
Not to hit you because you pushed Ozzy in the mud.
That's right, you didn't. You know, he told you.
Yes, he's got a big mouth.
Well, he's your son. I mean...
Ozzy didn't say anything. Alfie here told me.
What?
Maybe it was an accident. It slipped out. I didn't know what I was talking about. What I was saying, I mean.
Bend over while I kick you in the brains. Mr. Higginbottom, I'm sorry, and it's very nice of you not to smack me.
I would have done, but since you've been through all that trouble swallowing a nail, I'll forget it this time.
Thank you, Mr. Higginbottom.
By the way, did they find the nail all right?
Oh, yes, it was in his pocket. Get out of my ankle!
That was silly, Alfie, putting your ankle under me foot. Might have hurt yourself.
Oh, shut up, you.
Well, I've got to be off, so just watch it in future, my lad.
Yes, sir.
Tell her then, my lad. So long, blabbermouth.
I wish you'd stop kicking my ankle every time I speak.
I had to. I couldn't reach your mouth.
Oh. Now, look here.
Look, you nearly got me murdered.
Oh, all right. Well, I suppose I did ask for it.
Well, Alfie, all's well that ends well. I'll just have some grub and start getting ready for the circus.
Oh, no, you won't, young man. Will he, Pat?
What do you mean?
Your granddad means you're going to bed as soon as you've had your medicine.
But the circus ticket, it's paid for.
Granddad'll take it back. There's the spoon, Father.
I don't need medicine. There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, no. I suppose you didn't have violent pains in your stomach today. You weren't in agony.
No. I mean, yes, but it was a false alarm. The nail, I mean.
Jimmy, the doctor said you had to have this and then go to bed.
What is it?
Castor oil.
Oh, I'm not having that.
Go on, then. Now show us how brave you are. I mean, you were ill, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Oh, heck.
Ah, well, what are you going to do now then, clever boy?
The same as you do every time you talk. I'll open my mouth and say nothing. Let's have it. Oh, don't some mothers have a...
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Derek Giler as Bert Holroyd, and Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I thought you'd like to know I got to the circus 3 days later. Grandad changed both the tickets and I couldn't understand why Ozzy waited to go with me. Then I found out. He said he wouldn't tell Grandad about me if I paid for the lemonade, popcorn, 2 lollipops a week, carried his boots to school and called him Sir. I daren't touch him myself, but Charlie Thompson can, so I've just bought a quarter of toffees for Charlie Thompson. And tomorrow Ozzy'll be singing a different tune. 2 lovely black eyes. Ta-ra!
Jimmy Clitheroe is now appearing in Aladdin at the Lyceum Theatre, Sheffield. Thank you. This is the BBC Light Programme and the British Forces Network in Germany.
This is Movie Go Round.